A group of strangers receive a mysterious message from an old friend on the planet of synthetic life. When tragedy strikes, these intrepid heroes, or should we say intrepid investigators, must solve a murder in Metal City. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this neon-tinted noir mystery.
The name's Tim. I'm wearing the shoes of Dexter Rain, a shameless, a gumshoe, pounding the pavement in the guts of striving, looking for trouble. And sister, trouble always finds me.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Vaz Salty, a snarky medical drama actress.
I'm Rue, I use they, he, or ze pronouns, and I'm playing Whose Bows Are Lit Within, Bows for short, an inflorescent Kizar Solarian, who's a ray of sunlight from the chilling depths of the ice wells.
I'm Jocelyn, and I'm playing Together in Electric Dreams, a contemplative technomancer seeking the spark of life.
I'm John, and I'm playing Zabi Fragolarius, an elder skittermander with a penchant for explosions.
And I'm Alex, and I'll be playing Patsy Van Dyne, a rat about town with her nose in everybody's business.
And now, on with the episode. Welcome back. Looks like it's time for a memorial. Previously, our intrepid investigators spent the evening at the Magenta Orbital Amusement Platform, a glamorous neon-lit casino in the sky. They met with a Vesk chum of Patsy's named Vasilisa, who was in the midst of a losing streak against an anisite named Compilation of Numbers, or Lucky, for short. The wealthy Vesk socialite admitted to Patsy that she was hoping to get some info out of Lucky about the items Tier 99 Professor had stored at the university's archives. Well, the gang helped her fleece Compilation, and in return, Vasilisa offered to finance any look at the artifacts the investigators could get. But before they could do that, there's the matter of this strange unveiling of the Prof's memorial. So the next morning, perhaps a little bit hungover, perhaps not, depending on how much you drank, you put on your best somber clothes, perhaps, and head your way to Theology Channel, which is the sort of section of Striving where there are a lot of churches, mainly churches, of course, to the Machine Gun Triune, but some first one type for more, but other sort of smaller shrines and whatnot to all sorts of the gods in the pack worlds. The coordinates given to you on that mysterious message lead you to this street here on Theology Channel. I'm reading there right now. It is a little bit on the back sides of some reason. It's not the nicest looking area of this of the city. There's some grime here, a bit here and there, but it's kind of neon lit and whatnot. There's right now a kind of a pitter of rain coming down once again as you approach this obelisk, for lack of a better word, this glowing obelisk here. There are it's holographic. It's mostly holographic. It's light and sort of hologram, sort of playing across the face of it, almost like an advertisement. But this is more or less looks like sort of like images of Tier 99 Professor, some sort of like abstract images, patterns, fractal patterns that might represent his like personality code, their personality code, and sort of facts about the professor. Kind of looking at it, they're pretty basic stuff, stuff that you would be able to find out by just doing an infosphere search on them. There are also occasionally these sort of like holographic two-dimensional holograms, for lack of a better word, along the face of this this obelisk, or sort of do kind of like look out at the people there and are just like Tier 99 Professor just kind of waving pleasantly. And there are what look to be a series of like potted plants, kind of like flowers almost, but in pots in dirt, sort of like spaced a little bit around the memorial itself.
Did Tier 99 Professor have like an affinity for plants?
Was he interested in them in any way?
It never really seemed that way. I mean, you know, they may have like gotten a little more, they were more interested in sort of like, you know, the history of the planet and whatnot. And when you worked a little bit with them sort of going into the ice wells, looking for stuff that there's like, you know, plants in there and they would find them interesting, but not necessarily like collecting them or bringing them back with them. Right. This feels different. It feels like not necessarily part of their personality. Maybe something someone is putting on there. There are a few people kind of wandering by this on this street as normal, Anasites, some other organics. Not really kind of like, you know, looking. There are there's maybe like one or two other sort of these memorials sort of like about, but they are for organic creatures. None of them seem to be for Anasites. As you sort of remember, the Anasites, when they shut down, they're shut down. Their body gets recycled. There's not a lot of sentiment involved with their quote unquote deaths.
So we were invited here by someone else, right? So I think the play here is see who else shows up, right? Because someone clearly wants us here.
Yeah. You wait about an hour. Again, sort of people are passing by watching. No one is like coming up to you and saying anything. They're just going to be going about their business. After about like 45 minutes, the street kind of gets a little quiet. You're not seeing anybody. And then you hear what definitely sounds like metal, like legs kind of like clank, clank, clank across the sort of, I would say it's mostly asphalt, you know, here, right? Like sort of little clank, clank, but in a series of them, not necessarily unusual. This is the sound of that, you know, most Anasites kind of like clank, clank, clanking around. When a sort of like from the sort of west side on the left here side of this particular street, a number of figures come out of, and again, the rain kind of is giving off a little bit of this faint mist, sort of basically kind of coming out of the mist. These not quite Anasite figures, what appear to be, you know, almost look like let's try not to say an OGL word when we see these creatures.
Okay.
All sort of creatures. They're people. They're people just like you and me. except they are human spider robot hybrids.
Daleks.
This is basically what they look like. Top sort of like
spider-tars.
Spider-tars.
Nailed it.
Yes, yeah.
We did it.
Thank you.
But they are wielding these rifles, and they're kind of like coming at you quite aggressively as they sort of appear out of the mist. And one of them kind of like shoots their laser up into the air. And basically says, the singularity is going to come and take us all. You will now, those of you beings of full flesh, kneel down and accept the mechanizer's blessings.
Oh, dear.
What do you want to do as they clinkly clank their way closer, guns drawn?
Not that.
Yeah. Also draw steel.
Dex just like, what?
Yeah. I'm just more confused than anything.
That's basically it.
Yeah. If anyone wants to make a society or religion check.
Could I actually?
Or underworld lore? I'll even
Oh, yeah.
Underworld.
I have neither.
How about Magitek lore? Looks kind of
weird.
I'll
take Magitek lore if you, yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Who's? Would striving lore be useful here at all?
Yes, striving lore would also be useful. Great. Yes, this is something that goes along here.
Okay. Oh boy.
Zabby.
Yes.
Yeah, perhaps you might have been interested. You know, the mechanizers are sort of a cultish kind of group that want to, who are mainly more organics, who want to replace all their organics with mechanical parts because of the singularity. The singularity being the when all robots want to, will basically become the dominant life forms in the galaxy, right? I don't know how you feel enough about that kind of thing. Maybe you flirted with the idea of like, well, I could, cybernetics are nothing. There's nothing wrong with cybernetics, of course, but and you don't, you know, if you ever blew off one of your arms from a mine, you might need to get a replacement, but replace all of your meaty bits with metal bits? Probably not, right? Patsy, you, know that, like, you know, they're often quite violent, and they have these sort of, they're basically a terrorist group here in Striving. These local security forces do not like them at all. You also are noticing that, like, there are no security forces to be seen up and down the street at all, which is suspicious, to say the least. And if you aren't bowing down to have your head blown off and replaced with a mechanical head, why don't we roll initiative for a fight?
Oh.
Okay.
Initiative.
That's the initiative button.
Did I click that?
Uh-oh.
So many dice.
Oh, sorry. Chucking a bunch of dice out there.
Oh, well, all right. I'm going last. Okay.
Oh, that one's...
So many dice on the screen right now.
I rolled a natural one, so I don't think you're going last.
Well, we're going the same, apparently.
Yeah, you tied.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can decide which one of you wants to go last. All right. Zabby, because you're always got your senses on alert, you get to go first.
Yes. How many of these creatures are there?
It looks like there are six of them.
Are they grouped close together?
You can see them.
No. Right?
Yeah, can you not see them?
Did I not activate this?
Oh, I see them.
I can see them.
They're off to the left here.
Oh, they're way over there. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
None of them are particularly grouped close together yet, but they are kind of converging on you, one would say.
All right. I will deploy a mine. Let's see. I'm way over there. So I want to deploy a mine 30 feet out in front of me as far as, well, sure, I need to move.
It's fair.
I think my movement is 25.
Probably, unless you're hyper. Yeah. Now you're 25.
All right. And then I am going to take an action to modify my mind, and then I'm going to deploy it 30 feet out from where I'm at.
Okay.
So, like, right about there.
I'm going to do basically.
There you go.
Guy there.
Yeah. Okay. And that's my action for now.
All right.
That's my three things.
That's right. Okay. One of these creatures, one of these terrorists, these saboteurs, does sort of move a bit forward. And oh gosh, I'm gonna 1, 2, 3, 4, randomly decide who to shoot. All right. Well, Zabby, that's you. You're sort of closest at this point.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Can I target you? Okay, there we go. She has a laser rifle, and she is going... Oh, why didn't I do any of this? That's pretty cool. Shoot you. Start with the basics. A big miss. So, gosh, she's gonna shoot again. Another huge miss. Gun jams. This stupid technology, I hate it. And then they turn on her and kill her. No.
Hooray!
All right. Dreams. It is your go.
All right. Dreams asked Dexter, would you like to do more damage? Dexter?
Sure.
Dreams casts Shifting Surge on your weapon. You get a D6 extra damage, and the normal damage becomes electricity.
Nice. What spells that?
Shifting Surge.
Shifting Surge.
I'll cast
it. Plop that spell effect right there on your pistol, right? Vex?
Sure. Yep.
Electricity. Great. Done.
Oh, look at that.
You have one more action, Jocelyn. What'd you like to do?
See if I can identify anything about these creatures.
Okay, sure. You want to give me a society check or something involving tech?
I've got abalone lore or society. Or
abalone lore or society. Okay. Whichever one you want to do.
All right, sure.
Abalone lore will be a little easier.
There we go.
Right. Yeah, you know, recognize that these are essentially because they're humanoid, and but they also have the tech trait. You know, they're kind of androids. They've replaced so much of their flesh bits that they are technically androids. What specifically? Anything you want to know? Immunities, weaknesses, saving throws, that kind of thing. What kind of information do you look for? They don't have any. So ask a different question.
Saving throw.
Okay. Their worst saving throw is will.
Okay.
Because they're part of a cult.
Very good.
All right. All right, Patsy.
All right. So these are like intelligent creatures. They just have poor will saves.
They're just making bad choices.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, who among us, truly? Okay. So I'm going to move 25 feet south. I think this is where I want to end up. Let me check my ruler real quick here. Yes, perfect. So I'm going to go 25 feet south. And then Patsy is... Mechanically, what I'm going to do is an Eldritch Lance on this one here to the south. I think, though, okay. Like... I think this is just sort of raw, primal, like... irritation and anger that I'm just like chucking magic at this thing. Like, Eldritch Lance is not a specialty of Patsy's. This is just like, mm-hmm. I just want this thing gone and I'm just mad at it. So okay. I'm gonna go ahead, I roll a attack against them, which I'm sure is gonna go great. Not with a 4 on the die, and 11 is a miss.
You do have those hero points.
I do have hero points. I have a second hero point. Should I have 2 hero points?
Yes, everyone's got another one.
Oh, okay. I don't think I care enough about it to hero point. Okay. Though. So I'll just go with that, and that's my 3.
Okay.
This is a cantrip.
All right. One's in the back. What we got here? Okay.
You could maybe put them all in a nice 30-foot line for me. That'd be great.
Well,
don't
we'll
worry
see
about
what
it.
Happens.
Don't worry about why.
alrighty. Oh, this one here is particularly ticked off that Voss is another android sister. You should be joining us, and then she shoots you.
What?
You will join us.
It's a pretty persuasive argument.
That is going to be a hit.
It's not.
Yes. Ooh, max damage of 8.
No.
8 laser damage. Right. And then she shoots again.
It's I'd like you to not do that.
That is gonna miss, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, I got lots of these. I'm gonna move.
And they're all going before us.
They're all going pretty early.
They're Everyone stay within 60 feet of me.
I started doing some measurements for a thing, and I was like, why am I doing that now? They're all going to move before it matters.
Yeah, right? Right?
This one takes a couple shots at you, Dreams.
Okay.
12. 17 is just going to do it. And the second one is also going to hit.
Yep.
With an 18. But I'm going to roll 1 damage on the first attack.
That's great damage.
Terrible.
Do that again.
And then 1 damage on the second attack. So that's 2 whole damage. Perfect. Yes. All right. Okay. You weird brain, meh. This one's going to actually get a little, I think, going to spend 2 actions to get even closer.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yes. As this one's moving, I'll wait.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting.
What's this? 20. I want to get right up in there. No, I'm going to get behind you. So it's like jump jets, whoosh, to get behind you. Whoosh.
Okay. Hey. If it's going to go that far, as it's moving within 15 feet of this circle here.
Okay.
I'm going to detonate my mine.
Oh.
So everything within 15 feet of my mine has to make a DC 17 reflex save. Which I think is going to be 4 of them.
Yeah, it is.
Well, hold on. 50 feet of the this is the middle, right? It's an emanation or a burst, I mean.
Yeah.
So, like, technically, these guys are, that's 20 feet.
Yeah.
They're just outside of that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was reaching their square. So
it's reaching the outside of their square, like their corner. It doesn't quite that. It just, like, if you, okay, hold on. Let's do this. This emanation, if this were a 15-foot emanation, oops, I bumped 2 of them now.
it's time to make as many circles as we can on the board.
From doing Bane.
Yeah, let's do that again.
Okay, so they all stayed outside my.
I did not know. Yes, that was just a coincidence, John.
Okay,
I swear.
Blow
this one up as it walks by because it is going to do that.
Sure, I'll do that. I'll blow it up as it goes by then.
Okay.
So that's going to be, it's a,
how do I do this? Yeah.
It's 2d6 plus 4. So 10 as DC 17 basic reflex.
Okay, I failed that.
Nice.
Nice.
So as this thing is running up and it's running towards you and you blow the mine up, take it out.
It just explodes. Okay.
Yeah. There's an explosion. And she kind of like shrapnel, all across the body and, taking them out. Right. Probably move you right about here. That's when that happens. Boom. Okay. I don't apply this as damage. Oh, well. And dead. Okay. All right. Dex.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to try this. I know we had problems with it in the past. So I think I just apply the effect, right?
Yep. Yep.
And it'll automatically.
And roll die for you, and you can look at the die.
Did it?
No.
Did not roll. There it is. Wait. No.
Oh. That's
me clicking it, rolling it for you. But...
Oh, okay.
So not good.
That's unfortunate. It's not. So I think I'll just use that as a skill.
Yeah. That's fair.
To try to learn more information about them.
Yes. Now remember, you can... Hold on. You choose someone to devise stratagem against, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could shoot a different person.
Yeah.
And roll regular.
Yeah, so I'll do this person for the
okay.
to knowledge.
I think right.
So I guess that's just recall knowledge.
Recall knowledge.
Oh, no. Well, you have the roll, so.
Oh, gosh.
Well, no, it's recall knowledge of whatever the two right. is.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. Yeah. You're not sure.
No? Okay.
You don't get any pertinent yeah, information. It's androids.
Yeah. All right. So then I'll go ahead and target this one. And then I'll just do a good old shoot.
That sounds good. Train. Now, yep. your devise a stratagem was a free action. This is dealing with the professor. You know, right. you're at the professor's memorial, so I think this counts as part of the case. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What so, do the mechanizers know?
Yeah, what do they know? Something.
This might be part of the case. I'm telling you, it might be part of the case.
So
you'll have an extra, you'll have another action when this is done.
Okay.
That is a hit.
Okay.
All the damage.
Oh, it's going to be.
Okay. Blam. Do you shoot them in this instead of your regular pistol bullet coming out as a bolt of electricity? Bam, hits this android right in the gut, basically. But doesn't, she's nearly dead for sure.
Okay, then I will shoot her again. Yep. I'll take, oh, so this is a kind of a Hail Mary. Nope.
Unless you want to hero point that.
Sure, let's hero point it, why not?
No, it's up to you.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, yeah. Much there you better. Go. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's going to take her out. Bam. Right in the shoulder again. Crumples to the ground. All righty.
So that was, what, know. Just the two actions? Or?
Well, you recalled knowledge, which is an action. Recall.
Yeah.
And then you shot twice. Yeah.
Yep, got it.
Is this one here? Okay. Well, I'm gonna get right up next to my deceased friend and take a shot back at you, Dexter. Wait, sorry. You appear to not have all of your hit points. It's been days.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just noticing that people, it's been days since you've been,
Had just took fight. Some damage, so that is correct.
Oh, that was actual damage, right. Sorry.
I had 8 damage.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, take that damage again. We'll put that back on you, Dream. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
I got shot real hard. Hold on. Let me fix my...
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm just taking it all up, but
you can take
somehow Dex had damage.
We're trying to be
honest
and reduce our hit points on the GM's like, no.
No, you can't do that.
No,
hold
you can't
on.
Have hit points.
Be immortal.
I forgot I did good shots at you. All right. One shot is a miss against Dexter with a 13 and then a 6. Bad. Okay. Finally, this one here. That you just tried to blast with some mind magic.
For me?
Patsy.
Oh, me?
I activate my jump jets and then I land next to you coming down with a knife.
I beg your
oh
most
my God.
Gracious oh, pardon. No.
That's not okay.
Completely missing. Just some clanging to the ground, knife sticking into the pavement right next to you. Clunch. All right.
I blow her a kiss.
Bows.
Okay. I am going to pull out like my weapon. It's in graviton mode right now, so I'm graviton attuned. So all of my limbs are kind of like at unconventional angles for tree limbs to be at, as the gravity kind of fluctuates around them. And I am going to Stellar Rush.
Remind us what shape your weapon takes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a chain mace, but made out of black hole.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
And I am going to move to. Oh, let me switch to token controls and not be in measuring distances. Hello? Let me move my token, please. Sorry.
There we go, maybe? Sometimes hard to tell what you've got clicked.
Okay. There we go. Okay. And put myself sort of squarely between these two.
Patsy mouths to you, help!
Yeah. Yes, I am going to try to. And then as I reach there, I sort of slam my Graviton mace into the ground, and all creatures, or rather all enemies within 15 feet of me must attempt a fortitude save. On a failure, they will be pulled towards me, ending in adjacent squares.
All right. One is going to get to be 24.
Darn.
And the I rolled pretty good. 23. Oh no, I rolled very good.
No. Nope. Okay. Well, it looks really cool, and then nothing happens.
They're pulled. You know, they're rocked backwards a little bit, but their spiky legs kind of dig into the.
Nothing on a normal success.
Wait. What do you mean?
I mean, do you get anything if they get a normal success?
Oh no. It's just if they fail.
Just if they fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well. Okay.
And that is all of my actions.
All right, Voss.
Sorry, Patsy.
I got you once it's my turn.
Okay. I mean, I could battle medicine myself. I kind of don't feel like it right now because... I think Voss is panicking because now I'm apparently being yelled at for being some sort of android sister of these people.
Oh no!
Yeah. Does this massive wound you take like do anything to your physiology by any chance?
I mean, I don't know if it does, but I'm shaken, man. I feel like at this point, Voss's own like form is not fully together. So she just looks at this one and goes, "I'm no sister of yours," and just kind of like twists her body a little bit. Like you feel like her hand for a moment just kind of like. Squiggles into something else for a second, and she's going to try and demoralize this creature.
That's fun.
Called Unsettling Display. Don't worry about it. Totally normal. Totally normal feat to have.
That's an android feat, right?
Yeah, totally normal android feat.
It's my favorite Envoy class feat.
Yeah,
an Envoy class feat that I definitely have.
Yeah, roll that demoralize, roll that intimidation.
Because Voss is like having an existential crisis right now. Where is my, why am I not finding, here is my skills, oh my god.
Ooh.
Nice.
Well, that is a critical success.
Yes.
Which is good. 24 on that, and so like, yeah, you this android turns and looks at you, and you something's not quite right. And they, what are you?
Well, I know what you're about to be in 2 seconds, dead, and I then shoot them with my gun.
Yeah.
Hold on. Before you do that, I have to get the. Frightened condition on them.
Okay.
and increase it to 2 because that was a critical success. Why?
Nice.
I am not getting all of the things I need to be getting right now.
All right.
Which probably means I need to refresh my page.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll deal with that. You can make the shot.
Okay. I will. Screecher. Bang.
Everyone react.
I can roll that.
You know what's going on. Oh, no.
You know what? I'm going to use
it's actually. Okay, great.
All that just to miss is kind of silly.
Oh, no.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Well, okay.
No, but. Yes, worse. Don't forget the Keeley rule makes that a hit.
Yeah. All right, we're going to roll damage here. Take 2 damage.
All right. You wing them.
Yeah.
Laser blast. Still, frightened 2 right now, pretty good. And a little bit of damage. And that's your 3 actions, yeah? All right.
No, that's actually only 2. I have 1 action left, and I'm actually going to use
it. Right.
Because this one was so close over here, I'm actually going to use my last action to yell, get him, at this other one over here that's a little further away.
Okay. Nice. Get him.
Because I can only demoralize one that's close to me.
Yeah, got him. Good. Got him.
Get rid of these guys.
What the hell?
They're disgusting. I hate them.
All righty. Zabi, we're back to you.
All right. I am going to deploy a mine in the square that next to Patsy that this thing is in. And I'm going to use my modify skill to exclude Patsy from the blast.
Thank you.
Very good.
And I'm going to detonate it.
Yeah, blow up your healer. That seems fine.
Yeah.
And that'll do 2d6.
Okay. You probably want to do it.
That catches me.
Yeah.
You get a 50 foot. Is this still 50
foot? It's only 10 foot. It's only 10 foot.
Only 10 foot. Oh, you didn't. Okay. That's what
because I'm using it. I'm using the modify for something else.
Nice.
So,
bam. Nice.
Yes. So 7 points of explosive damage.
Nice.
Right, let me roll that reflex save. With frightened, it's not going to go
well
for me.
Yes, I figured with frightened, it might be better.
It is still a success, though, with a 19. Just barely getting out of the way.
So you take 3 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm done.
Boom. Dreams.
Dreams. Calls down the lightning on the one next to Patsy.
My heroes.
Patsy.
Reflex save.
Yeah. Thunderstrike. Lightning comes down again. I just got 19 again.
You have a negative 1 circumstance bonus.
That's true. I should. It's still an 18, though.
Yeah.
But
yeah, still
it doesn't matter, even with half damage. Oh no! I'm still standing.
Oh, she's still standing.
No,
oh no!
That was 8 damage, so half would have been 4.
Yeah,
but you said it says it takes 3 damage there.
That is weird. Why did it do that?
Does she resist?
My guess is because 7 halves to 3. And then 1
8.
Halves to 1. Yeah,
8.
No, that doesn't make
1
sense.
It halves each one individually.
Yeah, but that still doesn't make sense because 3 plus 1 would still be 4.
It's still 4.
It should
be 4,
though. It should
it's
be
dead.
Minimum 1.
Hooray!
It's been thunderstruck.
Been thunderstruck.
Me heroes. Now I won't get punched in the face when I heal people.
Oh, generally good.
A little this way.
All right.
Boop.
Great. Okay, Patsy, you're next.
Voss, do you have any useful lore skills for recalling knowledge about these creatures?
Society?
No, lore skills specifically.
Oh, lore skills, right.
Nope, I have media lore.
Great, I can fix that.
Okay, great.
So, as... As my first action, I'm going to look at you, and I am going to cast Akashic Fount. So your mind suddenly, for just like the briefest moment, opens to the Akashic Record, which is, of course, the ethereal okay. astral library of true information. And yeah. I am going to give you, you are now trained in what lore did we establish would be good for these guys, like robot.
Striving lore
great.
Would be good.
I'm also trained in striving lore, so that works great. So you just like instantly download a bunch of information about striving. You are trained in striving lore for the next minute, which is great because my next action is to give you 8 hit points and a free recall knowledge using that striving lore.
Okay. I'm just
because I am an Akashic Mystic, so you get a free recall knowledge with it.
All right, I'm just going to roll my regular lore and just use the same yeah. bonus because it's going to be the same yeah, anyway.
Fine. Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
What is it that you want to know specifically about these?
Do I want to know about these things? We know their weakest. What's like a special ability they have? Like, what should I be worried about other than they could shoot me with a gun?
I usually ask for one thing am I going to least be delighted to learn later?
Yeah, pretty much.
Something I have not been using, which I should start using.
Oh, why'd you remind the GM of abilities they have?
I'm sorry.
It's a reaction I have to mess up your technology when you target me with a tech item.
Oh,
I haven't been paying attention to who's got the gun, who's got the tech guns, and who's just got analog guns. So.
Sounds like a you people problem.
Yeah.
That is a me problem, yeah.
Great. And then as my third action, I will just go ahead and throw up a shield around myself. Okay. Now that there's no one standing next to me, just do that.
Lovely. Great.
I have 2 shields now for some reason.
Oh, sorry. I keep...
I can put my own conditions on, GM. I'm
a big
boy.
I'm used to people who have no idea how to use Foundry,
I'm a big boy.
I have everything quite automatically.
I have just enough knowledge about Foundry to get myself in trouble.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Jason is doing the controls for me because I'm bad at Foundry.
I understand. Anyway, that's my 3 actions. Yeah.
I don't know. I want to stay where I am and shoot this plant a couple times.
Sounds fair.
Get away from me, organic, you filthy organic.
The most organic member of our party, truly.
I know, right?
There's nothing on me you could replace with robotics.
No. Just, I don't know, panicked or what have you.
Wow,
about your
that was
plantness.
Rough.
Just 3 terrible rolls and just gunfire going nowhere.
They're all getting pulled into my black hole.
Yeah. I think the black hole pulling, like, she lost a bit of a grip on her rifle, so her shots just went completely wide. I'm going to do... Wait, can I do that? No, I can't. I am going to move a little bit forward here, this one here. Yes, I'm going to get a little closer for reasons. And I'm going to take another couple of shots at the brain boy.
We are the two most organic looking things.
So you're so squishy. Why all your squishy bits are out? I hate it. 2 misses. They just hate your organic so much they can't shoot you with it. All right.
So these are less Daleks and more Cybermen then.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We will try it again. And I just keep remembering that I have this. I have to target something. Yeah.
Click on your token and then click apply effect and see if that does it.
Okay.
There it is.
Ooh. Okay, that's going to be an attack.
No surprise there.
Attack stratagem. I'm going to go ahead and. Shoot. Oh, yeah, I love that. I get to add my intelligence to this.
Ooh, critical hits.
Like, we don't want any.
We gave it the office. Oh, good lord. 26 damage. That is just like blow her away.
I love the flavor text in Foundry that just says the massive damage immediately kills them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's huge. All right. Next, you get two more actions. What do you expect them?
Oh, yeah. You know.
She'll do more.
Just the rest of us will just blow that thing completely to bits.
I'll target this one.
Someone's got to get him.
Sure.
It does have to get him.
Oh, is the get him is automatically on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the get him should apply. Okay. We'll apply.
Okay.
That's going to miss, unfortunately.
What the heck? I'm looking at the time. I'm just going to go ahead.
Hey, you never know. Because that is a hit.
Yep. Okay.
Pretty good. A solid shot with that second one on it. The third shot, your third shot, second shot for, against this one. All right.
And he shoots and he's like, "We gave it the office." So, do I have? I have one more, don't I?
No, you shot twice. You shot three times.
No, he did hero pointed.
Oh, was that a hero point? Oh gosh. Okay, sorry. I thought that was the third shot.
Yep. Why not swing for the fences?
Every die's got a 20.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, that is a hit.
Yeah.
Minus three. That's exactly what you needed.
Yep.
We're setting a bad example. People are going to think it's possible to hit with your third attack.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to teach them that this is the way.
All right. Taken no prisoners.
Professional Starfinders, do not attempt at home.
That was a two-for-one special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Bowles, everyone around you is dead. The only one left is this one up here.
Yeah, I came here to hit these ones, and now none of them are here for me to hit. All right, let me see.
I can heal one of them back up if you want.
I don't want to risk it, but I appreciate the offer.
Dex looks at it. Like, not helping.
It doesn't say I can't, so I'm gonna stellar rush again.
Yeah,
sure,
absolutely.
Why not?
Because that'll get me over.
I think it's got the cycle trait, but otherwise, I don't think there's anything stopping you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I need them to make for me a reflex save.
All right.
No, sorry, fortitude save. Whoops.
Move it. Blue. Again, a 22.
That's fine. I'll just attack you regular.
Okay.
I'll just do a regular attack. You won't be on the ground for it. All right, let me... Wait. I landed myself one square off from where I wanted to be because I wanted to be within 5 feet.
Adjacent, right?
Yeah. Can I roll an attack, please?
Bring the flail, your weird flail down and dot, dot, dot.
Yes, is this gonna work? There we go. Ooh, I'm gonna hero point that.
Sure. Well, that was your range strike, though.
Oh, it shouldn't have been.
Well, that's what it says. You just rolled.
Yeah, I'm confused.
So your solar flare is your range strike. You should have a solar weapon attack.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Yeah, that's the problem.
That's the problem, is it's not there. Because
I'm like, I hit the solar one.
Effect. You don't need this effect on you. All right, what is it? Bludgeoning?
Yes.
What trait does it have?
One second.
Free hand grapple, trip, flail. That's trip.
Yeah.
Let's say. All right. It also has disarm. Okay. And it is in the flail group.
Thank you. Yeah,
you should have it now.
Yay! Thank you.
Sometimes those things get, since it's a weird effect on you, sometimes it gets removed.
I'm still going to hero point it because I still miss.
That's fair. Yeah. 11. Okay.
No, wait. Yeah!
Well, okay. Yeah. Plus 10 is a hit.
I have to grab the damage type. 1 second. Sorry. It's.
Rolling the bludgeoning?
It's one. Yeah, it doesn't have the number, rather.
Oh. Doesn't have any damage on it. That's weird.
Bludgeoning. No, wait. Stop that.
It'll do it. It's 1d8 plus 3, right?
Yeah. Cool.
Nice.
Woo!
Okay. So you bring the flail down. Bam! On their head, knocking them down and out.
Nice.
We'll say, since it's the last one, if you want to do it unconscious, you can knock them unconscious and not kill them out.
I would like to knock them unconscious so that we can question them.
Right. But yeah, they're like holding up their hand, they drop their rifle, holding their hands up their faces, bring the flail down, bam, knocking them out. It's about, you're realizing that there's no one around. This, city security has not arrived with all these gunshots. And it doesn't sound like they're like nearby either. Like normally there'd be probably, some security forces around the corner. But you're not hearing them approaching. What do you want to do?
This is a weird question, and it's like I basically want to make a perception check because I want to know if like there appears to be any kind of like barrier around this area, like something keeping noise and or people out.
Sure. Yeah. Nothing visible. We'll say that. Nothing immediately visible.
Yeah.
If you want to roll, like, do you have like Arcana or Occultism or something like that?
Do.
That is
1 second. I have. No, I'm not trained in either of those. Never mind.
Okay. You should keep a perception check.
Yeah.
That's a good check, I guess. Nope.
Zabi will check. Zabi knows a little bit.
Yay!
A little bit. He isn't sensing anything mystical around here that is like stopping people, whatever. There might be other things, but it's nothing like obviously like, oh, you know, you can see the rain coming down. It's not like you're frozen in time or anything, unusual or any sort of mists. These are all sort of natural things that are happening, the rain and the mist, it seems like.
All right.
Question the prisoner.
All right, cool. Like so Voss is going to step over here then and have a panic attack while the rest of you do all that.
Okay. No one saw that. Don't worry, Voss. No one saw what happened.
Yeah, no one saw that.
One of you grabs the prisoner, grabs one of the unconscious mechanizers.
I'll do the carrying.
Okay.
I am the large one.
Well, I'm going to walk kind of over where they came from. I would like to use my... That's odd.
Okay.
Just to see if I see anything that's out of the ordinary. Have they been squatting here for a while, waiting for us? That kind of thing.
It doesn't look like they've been waiting for you. Up, like in a distance, up ahead, like at another intersection, maybe... Yeah, up ahead. It kind of looks like there might be like what are essentially those like, those barriers. Like someone put up a couple metal fence, little metal barriers to like stop pedestrians from just sort of walking down the street towards you. And you look down the other corridor and again sort of up to the next intersection. Someone has just sort of very casually blocked off the intersection. In a way, people could step over these things. They're not like, it's not
right.
Something, but it's sort of like, and you can see other people walking by and just sort of like, oh, I go this way. Oh, I can't. Oh, clearly I can't go this way because it's got these metal barriers that are very official looking, you know, and then walking in another direction, right?
Okay. I'll look at the one of the barriers. Is it like, you know, is it official? Is there any?
They're not like, yeah, you know, I mean, you've been in a city where there's a parade happening and they just put these gray metal fences that are maybe about like 4 feet long. They don't look like anything except for just, they're just gray metal fence. And they just are string them along. Right. And people some people might climb over them and walk through, but like for the most part, they just seem to have this societal effect of being right. Like, well, I can't walk across the street here. I got to go down to the next block and turn. Right. Like it's, anyone could put them there. Clearly it's just that they usually only they're stored by the, you know, city management or what have you. They're not available to people, but you know, these are pretty standard looking ones. Maybe you could figure out if you knew something, you would be able to buy them on the black market or something like that. But also maybe these are the cities, you know, there are no identifying markings on them.
Okay. I'll just note that. I'll kind of look around if there's any cameras in the area.
The sort of usual securities that might be about, sort of in a big city like this that has a lot of, you know, CCTV basically.
Okay. I'll make a mental note that may be something we want to check out, see who put them up. Because they weren't here when we got here, right?
Yeah, they weren't. They definitely weren't.
Yeah.
No, Asta prisoner.
Oh, that's true.
So you wake this one up. Get this organic off of me.
Technically, as I am holding you, you are on me.
Put me down.
No.
Nope. What do you want?
Oh, I am trained in intimidation. Okay. I'll basically take out my gun. Mm-hmm. And put it to their head and say, this isn't organic. Is that okay if it's touching you?
You and she watched you like shoot two of her colleagues dead in 6 seconds, basically, right, with this gun. She looks at this panic look, not saying anything, just looking incredibly scared.
Right. So who hired you?
Hired? No one hired
us. What a name. Like, we saw barriers put up. Did you do that? Or did somebody else arrange this for you?
No, that's where we knew where to find you.
Well, who told you that?
We were just told that some organics were celebrating the so-called life of a deceased Anasite. And as part of the mechanizer creed, no integration between organics and robotics should ever be tolerated. So we came here to convert you or kill you.
That didn't go very well, did it?
Well, no. You got lucky.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could call my gun that. I don't call it that, but sure. What I'm not hearing is a name.
We didn't get a name.
How'd you get contacted?
I just got this anonymous tip.
So you get that through a data pad, or does it just go straight into your neural cortex?
Yes, we got it. It was as if beamed into us, probably by the singularity itself.
So what you're saying is that if I want that number, I got to dig it out of your skull. Good to know. And I put the gun down lower towards their chest.
Oh gosh.
You're not making me roll the intimidation thing. I love this.
No, because you've been very intimidating. And if you want to give me one now, though.
Okay. It's not great, but sure. Oh, come on. I was on the 16.
Yeah. Sure was. I don't think you have the circuit.
Steel balls?
Think.
Like, all right. So, is that a computer check for me to just tap their brain? Pull that out.
I think you have a kit. You have to kind of like plug yourself in, not just like
You have a hacker. Oh no, I don't need her alive though. That's the thing. I gotta just take the Cortex.
The what?
What?
The computer just in their head. Yeah. I mean,
I think that if you you know enough that if you were to do that, it would kind of destroy the information. You know, like removing a brain, a human brain is not going to, you're not going to get information out of it that way. But if you had some.
Yeah, I do have a kit, though.
I have a hacker. Basically, you kind of like, you know, use some calipers and whatnot and sort of plug into their, jack into their system. And then you can try to download some information. So, yeah.
I'll try to
give me a computer's check. Why not?
Computer's check. Oh, my God. Yeah. Not doing well.
Do you have the second hero point? Because we started the session with two of them.
I use
them.
He used them up. He's like, look at the time. I'll just use up all my hero points.
Time. I didn't know we were going to get into this.
You get in there. You get a blast of information. It's all fragmented. It's clearly that whatever anonymous message that was sent to them covered their tracks enough to sort of erase any sort of identifying information as it was beamed into them, right? All of these mechanizers can sort of speak telepathically to one another because they're sort of in a linked neural kind of network. This was sort of like hacked into essentially by someone with a lot more computer skills than yourself. And as you're, you know, sort of like sifting through this information, discovering this out, you're realizing it's also being erased as you're finding out. And this mechanizer is just the lights kind of go out of their eyes and they go completely like slack, still alive, but like completely brain dead.
Didn't do that. I didn't do that. So somebody's remotely like shutting her down. They're erasing everything.
Well,
and
maybe we should loot them and get out of here then.
Yeah.
You start grabbing a couple rifles, maybe. When you do hear the sounds of the security forces coming close, and you leg it out into the mist, all sort of with the vague sense that the entire time all these security cameras that are around the CDV have been watching you, and someone behind this particular, maybe this network, is pulling some strings to take you out. And perhaps we'll find out who that is next time.
Oh.